Welcome back to The Controversial Mom, where we talk about smart policy and smart politics, from the front lines to the classroom to the halls of Congress. I'm your host, Emily Jones. Now, last week, we tackled how district court judges are undermining President Trump's executive authority, putting America's safety and sovereignty on hold. And we've continued seeing a whole lot more of that this week. But today's topic, it's the one they never want us to connect. Today, we're talking about something the media refuses to connect the dots on. Immigration, school overcrowding, budget strain, and your family safety. Now, let me be crystal clear. This is not a border issue. It is a classroom issue. It is a parental rights issue. And it is a state sovereignty issue. So if you've been told to sit down and be quiet while your schools get more chaotic, more dangerous, and more underfunded, this episode is just for you. So let's start with the one word Washington does not want to define, and that is a simple word, remigration. It means something very simple, returning individuals, either voluntarily or through legal enforcement, who are not legally entitled to remain in our country. But remigration isn't about vengeance. It is about relief for families, schools, and cities that have shouldered the burden for far too long. President Trump's 2025 deportation agenda is very clear. It's targeted, and most importantly, it is constitutional. President Trump's focus, well, it's pretty easy. He's focused on removing criminal aliens, repeat border violators, and welfare system abusers. And yet somehow the media calls all of this racist. But let me say this very plainly. This is not about race. It is about responsibility of those we have elected to run our country. We are spending billions of taxpayer dollars to accommodate the people who broke our laws, all while American children sit in overcrowded, under-resourced classrooms. And when parents complain, well, we're told to be compassionate, to accept all of this as the new normal. Well, here's what I say. That is nothing but manipulation, and I'm not having it. It's time that we call all of this what it really is. It is unsustainable, unfair, and it is un-American. So let's talk about numbers, the stuff I love that most people hate. I know numbers are cold for most people, but there's some really important stuff in the numbers. Behind every one of these statistics, there is a real family. There is a real teacher. There is a real child that is being impacted. There are an estimated 2 million undocumented students currently enrolled in the U.S. public school system. And all of this is based on estimates, so if you Google it and find something slightly different, just know it's all estimates. And while this number is staggering, we have to ask how many are undocumented because of our open border policy and how many were simply caught up in a broken system. Here in Alabama, I am still trying to dig into the data district by district to see what the numbers really are. It is a lot of work because a lot of this stuff cannot be legally captured. But I believe our communities deserve to know the truth. The data is coming as best as I can get it, and as soon as I have it, I'm hoping to put out a series of op-eds that really outline the impact of what's happening. But here's what we already know. Illegal immigration places massive pressure on our local school systems. English as a second language programs are already maxed out. I actually talked to a friend this week, and in the school system that this person's in, they have had to hire 5 additional ESL teachers to keep up with the amount of illegal immigration they have in their schools. On top of that, you have translation services that are eating up time of our staff. Transportation routes are being expanded to accommodate these unverified addresses of these students. School meals are being served without any clarity on who's paying for it or whether or not they're even reimbursable. And it doesn't end there. Teachers are burning out just trying to get across language barriers. counselors are being pulled into family reunification cases. Schools are expected to act as immigration shelters while still maintaining academic excellence. And parents are told there's no new money for textbooks or aids, yet we're funding shadow populations without transparency or consent. So let me ask you something. Why is it that Alabama parents can't see where the money is going? Why aren't we allowed to ask whether our districts are overwhelmed? If you want to fix school budgets, start by fixing illegal immigration in a classroom. Now, let's move from the budget to the hallways, because this is one that hits home for a whole lot more people. When you increase enrollment without planning for it, without the infrastructure, and without the staffing, and without knowing who's coming in, we're placing our students and our teachers in impossible situations. Classrooms are overfilled, lunch lines are backed up, bus routes are stretched thin, and there's a real growing sense of unease that nobody's talking about. And that's not equity. It's all about danger. Overcrowded schools mean there are more hallway fights, there are more behavioral outbursts, and there's more time spent disciplining and less time teaching. And yet, when ICE steps in to remove violent offenders or repeat border violators, we're told all of this is traumatizing. Now, let me say one thing. If you care about your child's safety, you have to care about enforcement at the border, period. Because when schools become war zones, parents start pulling out their kids. And when that happens, guess who's really suffering? It's the child who cannot afford public school. It's the teacher who's trying to hold the line. It's the taxpayer who's footing the bill for the chaos in the public school system. And this is where I want to bring everything full circle. President Trump's immigration plan is not anti-immigration. If anything, it is pro-citizen. It affirms the dignity of legal immigrants who immigrated into America the right way. And it tells the truth, that the system works only when we enforce it. And for those of us that are raising children, let's talk about the real moral crisis. We are expected to raise resilient kids, to support our public schools, to accept overloaded classrooms, to trust the overworked teachers, and smile while we're told diversity is more than enough. Well, I, for one, have had enough of the lies. You cannot keep adding pressure to the system, to our public schools, and then act surprised when everything breaks. If we really care about our kids, we have to care about the policies that are creating these conditions. And here's the truth. You cannot talk about parental rights if you're unwilling to defend parental rights to raise children in a functioning, funded, and safe school environment. And all of that starts at the border. And it ends with accountability from state and federal leaders. So let's land this episode with one final reminder. Remigration is not radical. It is 100% about responsibility of those that we have elected to run our country. The government is not entitled to your child's school seat, lunch table, or teacher's time. That seat was earned. It was earned by your taxes, it was earned by your citizenship, and it is earned by your commitment to this country. If our leaders will not defend that, then they are not our true leaders. So here's what you can do. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. I promise you, there are a lot of people out there that need to hear it. Next, you can ask your school board about policies that are in place to verify enrollment and managing overcrowding. I can promise you, you will not like the answers, but you need to ask because you need to be educated on what's going on. And third, contact your state reps and tell them your concern about the impact that illegal immigration is having on your child's education. You need to let your voice be heard, not with anger, but with pure conviction, because speaking up for your kids is an extreme. It is your right, but more importantly, it is your responsibility as the parent. This conversation matters because our families matter. and we need to be more engaged. Now, if this episode hit home, and I hope that it did, please leave a comment. I always love when I get your guest feedback. It really helps me know that I am on topics that matter most to you. So until next time, my friends, I am Emily Jones, and thank you for joining the Controversial Mom. I'll see you guys next week.